אנחנו לומדים מספר תלמוד 10 הספירות, כרך
א', studying in the study of 10 ספירות, we're in the הסתכלות פנימית part of עיגולים, rounds and line, we're in chapter 6, item 69.
Maybe we start from 67. It's not a lot behind.
We're going to go back a couple to 67. From below upward means that more coarse or thicker is more important. There are 10 more sfirot in the emanated, which are the opposite value of the 10 sfirot of the above light, of the above upper light, namely the 10 sfirot of the reflected light that rises from the screen in Pchina Dalet, in the fourth phase. They clothe the 10 sfirot of the upper light in order from below upward, meaning from the thickest to the purest. The most coarsest is the first in virtue, and the greater the purity, the lower it is. That is in an opposite order to the 10 sfirot of the upper light.
In spirituality, there aren't any directions. Up, down, right, left, there aren't any. Only importance that we add from the created being to what's happening. So if we prefer a view to coarseness, that's from below upward. If we prefer purity, that's from above downward. That's how we determine a direction. Right is bestowal, left is reception, but there is no up and down, right and left. We use these words, but we have to understand that it's all about discernments within the desire and our importance towards those discernments. That's why what's he saying here, from above downward, means that more coarse is more important. So if we look at this in something that is more coarse is more important, that means that we're in a direction of below upward. That the one who is more coarse is more important for me. So that means that the lower is more important. Next.
Item 68. Malchut of the direct light is the keter of the ochozer, of the reflected light. The most coarsest of all, namely Pchina Dalet, becomes the most important. That is because she is the shoresh, the root of all these 10 sfirot of the reflecting light. It is so because this ochozer, reflected light, is no more than part of the light that belongs to her, which is the screen pushed upwards. Therefore, Pchina Dalet is regarded as the Keter, meaning the Shoresh, the root.
PT 19, I guess they want to ask something to the point.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. Why is Pchina Dalet the most important, actually? She has the most coarseness, so why is she that?
You just answered it. If the most important for me is the Aviut, so Pchina Dalet is most important. If for me the most important is purity, so Shoresh is the most important. Meaning, there is no up and down, but it depends on what I take is the most important. That's it.
Now the question is, what does it mean, the most important for me, from below upward or upward down?
You determine whether this is important or that is important. According to that, you decide up or down.
I didn't understand. What's the importance of above, down, or below upward? Can you explain that? How do I take the importance?
It's written, that from below upward, meaning that the more coarse is more important. So I start from below, because there the things are more coarse, that's how I determine, and I say that now I am from below upward, because what is important for me, below, the coarseness, the aviut, that's more important.
What's more important in thickness, in the coarseness?
I don't know. We'll learn about it. Why the coarseness is more important. He can extract reflected light. He can connect to the Creator. He can bestow on behalf of the created being. It all depends on its coarseness.
What's the work there?
Our work is to be the most coarse, but from that to give the most work we can, meaning malchut, entirely, the more coarse it is, to make a keter out of it. Malchut of direct light will turn itself to keter of reflected light.
That was my question from the beginning. How do you do that?
That's something else. You're asking things that we didn't learn yet. That's the work already. He's explaining the system. And the way we try in this system and ascend in the ladders of the system, that's already the inner work of man, that he will use his desires as forces in order to pray and ask for the force of correction, to receive the force of correction. And upon a greater and greater growing of yut, he can do actions of bestowal, of dissemination, of connection, and that's the way he can ascend. The ascending of the ladders on the ladder is the higher the degree is. Also, I need a greater of yut to activate it in order to bestow.
That you can't do without a 10. You can't do that alone.
Without a 10, you're not connecting to the Creator. So what work can you do? To begin with, when you want to connect to the Creator, you already need in something to be connected to the friends. Otherwise, you don't have a reason to turn to the Creator, because to the Creator you can only turn when you're lacking a connection between the friends. Why? Because between you and the friends, some kind of aviut is revealed, disturbances. You ask the Creator, help me overcome these disturbances so I can be connected to them. The Creator gives you the forces and you connect, and in according to the extent you asked upon those disturbances, the forces you got to overcome them, in according to that, you can ascend to the next level, or two levels, or a few. It could be that you're jumping ahead in the path. But it all depends on the connection. The ladder of degrees are more and more connection between us.
Is hatred included in coarseness?
Yes, of course. Hatred is the expression of the aviut. It's a very good thing. It's nice. It's a sign that you have reached the state that you really, that you're serious and you can't stand anybody. That you can't stand anybody. But along with that, you can overcome that and ask the Creator to be above the hatred and love. And in according to the hatred you have, as much as you'll get the force of love. So those are the two lines that in the middle one between them, you can ascend on the ladder.
And the fear will remain alone in the end. No one remains alone in the end.
You're not alone. It's your connection with the friends. That's your asset that you bring to society. Because what you've asked for, you asked to connect to them. So now you are in the connection with them.
Remember, you had a fear of this point that if we come to hatred, we will all run away. I remember that a few years ago you said that.
Because it's not something you can reveal to beginners. It's people that already understand and they absorbed it and suffered a bit and then they're prepared to keep going. Yeah. That's how it is in everything, even in our world. You reveal difficulties to a person only to the extent that he can overcome them, that the goal for him will be more important than the difficulties, because there's no other choice.
That's what I need to ask. Is it hatred that there's no reason for it? You wake up in the morning, you hate someone for no reason? He didn't annoy you? He didn't do anything to you? You hate him? What's that thing, that unfounded hatred, where you all of a sudden hate the other?
Unfounded hatred, you're calling your hate towards others, because that hatred is awakened by the Creator.
What's the reason?
The Creator is the reason. The Creator is the reason. What's the problem? That's why it's called unfounded, that there's no other reason except for His will.
Meaning, Iran, for no reason, he looks at me, all of a sudden I love him. Well, he didn't do anything to me. He didn't do anything to me. All of a sudden I hate him. Is that what you mean? Unfounded hatred?
Let it be. PT-34.
What exactly brought back the Masach? What's the expression of the reflected light in my attitude towards friends?
The fact that I'm praying and asking to be connected to them above all disturbances and all of you, that brings me the Masach, the screen. That's what it's built from. 69.
Item 69. The Malchut of the reflected light is in the Keter of the direct light. Pina Gimel, which consists of less coarseness than Pina Dalet, is regarded as the Sfira of Chokhmah and reflecting light, meaning second to Keter in degree. Pina Bet, which is purer than Pina Gimel, is regarded as the third degree from Keter, meaning Bina. Pina Aleph, which is even purer than Pina Bet, is regarded as the fourth degree from the virtue of Keter, meaning the Sfira of Ziranpin, which consists of six Sfirot, Chagat Nehi. The Keter of the direct light, which is the purest of all, is only regarded as Malchut compared to the reflected light, meaning of the least merit, the lowest of them all. That is because the greater the coarseness, the greater the importance, and the greater the purity, the lower the degree. Since the degrees expand from the coarsest to the purest. Remember that well.
Well, here, I'll draw something. That Malchut of directed light is Keter of reflected light. And in this way, we reach these parts, that this is direct light, Or Yashar. This is Or Yashar from above downward, and this is Or Chozer, reflected light from below upward. Okay, Latin 3.
Buenas noches, querido Rav.
Good evening, dear Rav. We have a question from the 10.
Solo podemos sobreponernos a las situaciones de odio pidiendo al Creador.
Can we overcome states of hatred by asking the Creator for connection? And that will give us more importance?
Yeah, only in such a way. Only in that way. Kiev 1. Kiev.
Yes, dear Rav, according to what you drew there, how can we understand that Malchut of direct light becomes the Keter of the reflected light?
It becomes the most coarse. That's what we just read, that the most important thing in the reflected light, that it's the most coarse, and the most important thing in the direct light, it's the purest. That's why. That's how we call these discernments, in an opposite way. Okay, Hebrew 10.
It seems like he's very concerned. He's asking us to remember well that the core system is the most important and that what's just pure is less important. Why is it important for someone who's climbing the spiritual ladder that this foundation?
Because every time in ascending from one degree to the next, it adds a view, hatred, rejection, an individual personal force, he becomes more and more egoistic. He is greater than his friend. His inclination is greater too. That's why we have to explain that a person will know and not be afraid of what happened to me. Yesterday, I was normal with everybody, and now I hate everybody. Tomorrow, I want to kill everybody. That's life. That's the studying of wisdom of Kabbalah. Yes, in the wisdom of Kabbalah, it's like that, that the more we advance inside, we become more egoistic, but we also know how to cover it. Love will cover all crimes. That's why we can ascend on the ladder of degrees and reveal the Creator between us. But regular people that are around us there in the world, the broad world, they, for them it's a different calculation. For them it's a different calculation. The less a person has a desire for himself, he's more respected, he's more exalted. And for us, the more coercive a person is, the more egoistic with his big desire, but with a masach, with reflected light, so that makes him greater. Because by that he attains the Creator, and he resembles the Creator. You have to think about it well. But these are the principles of this approach. That's why the wisdom of Kabbalah isn't understood to regular people. Because there's always one thing, and it's opposite. Creator, created being, creator. Purification and aviut. Santiago.
El ama que nos acaba de mostrar se ve como Malhut Dol Yachar se transforma en Keder y Tiferet se transforma en Jochma, pero Binah mantiene el grado de Binah. De hecho, de la única cinco Sefirot, es la única que mantiene su grado. Pasa de Binah a Binah. ¿Qué significa esto? ¿Es como Biná una especie de bisagra aquí, de punto medio?
What does it mean that all the Sefirot change their qualities and Biná remains as Biná? What's the meaning of that?
It also doesn't remain as Biná, because Biná of direct light isn't Biná like reflected light. It's a result of the previous Sefirot. That's why it's something completely different. But actually, bestow from above downward or from below upward, on behalf of Binah, it's felt less in Binah than all the other Sfirot, and that's correct. We'll learn it, we'll see it, why it's like that. Because in the light of Chassadim, the coarseness doesn't really play a game so much. Because if it's Chassadim, mercy, it's just mercy. I don't really calculate that view. The main thing for me is to uplift above my desire. We'll learn it. New York 3.
Раф, вот помогите разобраться, вот от чего зависит величина отраженного света, вот которая Малхут отражает, когда становится
size of the reflected light that Malchut gives back. What does it depend upon, and is there a dependency between the direct light and the reflected one?
Of course, there's a connection between everybody. We have to read about it. There are a lot of books that we can read about, our sources, our lessons. In a lesson just like that, if you want to go deeper, you won't be able to do that. But we need more time, and if you want, you have a lot there in our archive, a lot of materials. But the connection between the aviut and reflected light and direct light, reflected light, aviut and purity, zivug, daka, all these things, we learn it in part one, part two, Those are the essential things. If not in the part itself, so you have the istaklut pnimit beside every part. Please.
Item 70. Malchut consists of all 10 sefirot of the reflected light. Bchina Dalet herself is also divided into the 10 sefirot, meaning the 4 bchinot and keter, by the power of her reflected light that expands to 10 sefirot. This is so because the bchina Dalet herself is the keter of Or Choser, of reflected light, namely the Shoresh. And the 9 Sefirot of the reflected light that expand and rise from her are her branches. It is known that all the branches exist in the Shoresh, thus Pchina Dalet herself is regarded as 5 Pchinot, which are Keter, and the 4 Prinot, which expand from below upwards.
Again,
item 70. Prina, Malchut consists all the 10 Sefirot of Or Choser, of reflected light. Prina Dalet herself is also divided into 10 Sefirot, meaning 4 Prinot and Keter, by the power of her reflected light that expands to 10 sefirot. It is so because Pchina Dalet herself is the Keter of Or Choser, namely the Shoresh, and the 9 sefirot of the reflected light which expand and rise from her are her branches. It is known that all the branches exist in the Shoresh, thus Pchina Dalet herself is regarded as 5 Pchinot, which are Keter, and the 4 Pchinot expanding from below upwards.
Allah.
Keep going.
Item 71. The purification of the screen divides the Pchina Dalet into 5 discernments. Now you can understand what we have said above in Istaklut Pnimit, that the measure of the reflected light is measured by the amount of coarseness in the screen, that the greatest coarseness in the Masach, namely the Masach of Pchina Dalet, manifests the complete degree, meaning reaching up to Keter, and the Masach of Pchina Gimel reaches only up to Chochmah, and the Masach of Pchina Bet only up to Binah, and the Masach of Pchina Aleph only as high as Ziranpin. A Masach that hasn't been got even the coarseness of Pchina Aleph, meaning is like the Shoresh, manifests no level of light, but only Malchut. With the above explanation, you will understand the matter of the purification spoken of in the Masach regarding the above 5 Pchinot. It is the matter of the division of the Pchina Dalet herself into 5 aforementioned Pchinot. The conduct of the Masach is to ascend and be refined, purified in the parts of the coarseness that exist in Pchina Dalet, for a reason that we will learn henceforth.
I don't see any questions except for Kiev, but maybe he'll ask later. Well, let's keep going. Chapter 7. Or a bit behind in tests.
Chapter 7 explains the matter of the refinement of the screen and the emergence of the 5 levels Keter, Chochmah, Binah, Zer Anpin, and Malchut, one below the other, because of the refinement of the screen. Item 72. The detaining force in the screen and the measure of the coarseness in Malchut are equal. In order to understand the issue of the refinement of the above screen, we must first present 2 forwards. The first is the detaining force in the screen, being the force of the detainment in the screen, is measured by the level of the coarseness, which is the yearning of Bchina Dalet, like the two sides of the scales. There is a simple reason for it. If there is a great yearning to receive, it necessitates great efforts to refrain from receiving. And if there is the small level of yearning, it does not take a great effort to refrain from receiving. Thus, the detaining force in the screen is equal to the measure of the coarseness in Bchina Dalet, whether more or less.
Is that clear?
No, Kiev, Tishal.
Well, Kiev, go ahead.
Да, вот как раз непонятно, что это за сила сдерживания, которая.
It's actually not clear. What is this force of detainment that is being balanced, like he writes here? With the coarseness.
There's a force of detainment and the force of aviut, that even if you really want something, you hold yourself just to want. You're not a desire on, you're not the host, the landlord on your desire, but the way you use it, yes. So you want to get this force of detainment that won't let you use your desire. That's it. As usual, in our life, I can't go and do everything I want, but I activate a force of detainment on my desire in order to hold myself, not to do things that aren't worth it for me. But I weigh it, I calculate it in my ego that it's not worth it. But in spirituality, I calculate it on the desire to bestow, to resemble the Creator, whether it's worth it or not. That's how it is.
This process that he's describing here in this, about the relationship of the screen,
the purification of the screen is from above downward when we cause the purification of the screen. Soon we'll explain it more. Queens too.
Queens.
Queens.
Да, доброго времени суток, дорогой Раф. Я долгие годы работал в фотолаборатории, когда мы печатали с черно-белого. Самый светлый негатив получался самый темный в позитиве.
It's been years that ago that I worked in a. We used to develop photos. There was a negative and a positive. Correct. Ita 4.
L'equivalenza di forma, qual è più importante? La profondità del desiderio, la viut del desiderio o la viut del massach?
Repeat, please.
Repeat, please, Michael.
Per aggiungere l'equivalenza di forma. La viut del.
What's more important to reach equivalence of form? Is it the coarseness of the will to receive or the screen? The coarseness of the screen.
Also the viut, meaning the size of the will to receive, and also the masach, the screen that rides above it. We need both of them, otherwise they won't resemble the Creator. A viut is my viut, and the masach, I have to get the force of bestow from above. If the force of bestow rides on the force of reception, so to that extent, I'm resembling the Creator. And then the Creator can reveal himself in that vessel.
Natanya.
Natanya.
Good morning, Rav. The coarseness of the will to receive is something that comes from the scrutiny of the forces that are operating in us, the Creator is operating in us?
Aviut comes from above. The Creator shines with His light, and then the Aviut in us grows. PT6.
Shalom, Rav, Masach.
Hi, Rav. The Masach, the screen, Every tent has their own screen. Is that correct? So why did you say that yesterday that if two tents connect, so not bestow on the internality, only the externality?
I don't understand in that, just like you don't understand in that, and let's leave those scrutinies. We didn't clarify that today at all. Therefore, don't dare asking about something we didn't learn about. That's it.
73. The surrounding light purifies the masach, the screen. The second foreword is that the surrounding light, which does not clothe in the emanated being, has a nature of purifying the coarseness in the fourth discernment, the fourth phase. It does that slowly by order of the four phases until it purifies its entire coarseness. It begins with purifying the fourth discernment to the third discernment, and then the second, and then the first, and finally making it completely purified without any coarseness. Chalo, I can't hear you.
If we have a partzuf, and in this partzuf we receive, we have here the Rosh, the Toch, the Sof, what we decided in the Rosh, in the coupling of a beating, which we receive then in the Toch, and then reject the rest in the Sof, then have an additional light that comes to us, which is called the reflecting light, the reflected light, which comes to us as surrounding light and refines the screen, the surrounding light. It refines the screen, which begins to rise in the degrees, just like it descended. Now it begins to rise back up into its source. That is what we see in our partzuf. The surrounding light's way is to refine the screen. Why? Because it's actually telling the screen that what you have done, but onwards you have more. Let's say the creature is the host, I'm sorry, the guest is before the host, and the host says, what did you receive? You received some little bite from a piece of bread, and you drank some sip of water. That's all? What about the rest? Well, you didn't do anything. You're making me even more sorrowed than before. That everything that you didn't receive before, I didn't know how much you would receive, and I thought you would receive it all. Now I see that you are truly not wanting, you're rejecting, maybe you're disregarding. What are you doing with me? So it turns out that the coarseness that he used or didn't use in receiving from the host is now standing against the guest. And he then needs to justify himself why he's receiving, why he's not receiving. In short, this eventually causes him to continue to receive from the host in order to bestow. By him rejecting, stopping to receive and rejecting, he discovers his greater coarseness. He discovers the host as being more generous. And it turns out that that gives him the forces of minus and plus. Minus from his ego and plus from the attitude of the host towards him in such a way that he has to be refined and receive additional forces of bestowal in order to enter into a new connection with the host.
Tel Aviv 3.
Tel Aviv 3.
The reflected light that purifies the masach, That's when the host presses on Malchut to receive more, or does she start disregarding on what she got?
No, the host continues to press the guest so that he will receive more and more. And the guest rejects all these rewards, these refreshments, so that, because he can't receive all the pressure from the host because he can't work with that. And all the pressure he feels is because he received some of it and didn't receive some of it. And if he can't, if he's about to stand to not receive anything, then he can withstand it. And therefore what happens here is that the guest departs from all the reception of the light. He can't withstand himself in receiving a little bit, because even what he received, those internal lights operate in him. Just like we, when we received something from the host and felt how tasty it is and feel ourselves even more hungry. And then we can't remain that way, but rather either receive everything or run away. And then he runs away. That's it. Because if he were to receive it, it would be a klipa.
Beseder?
Would be a shell to it. Okay?
Moscow
1.
To the extent that the masach purifies, the sof has to be...
I understand where you're saying here, where you're taking it from, but it's not like that. No, you're saying that before a kli causes the refinement of the masach, of the screen, he needs to feel his coarseness as greater, meaning that his sof, the end part, is bigger. He doesn't feel it in the sof, he feels it in the toch, in the inner part, where is the forces that cause him to be refined, which is to raise him from peh to rosh. There are many details that we don't enter in here, but a little. Whoever wants, let him enter into our archive and see our lessons, where every lesson there will be 10 times longer than what we here now devote to this.
Latin 3.
Querido Rav, queríamos preguntar,
dear Rav, we wanted to ask, is the aviut, which is the importance we have, does it depend on what we ask of the Creator, and that's what defines the masach that the Creator gives us?
Yes, we are asking from the coarseness. Of course. The coarseness, the purity, the zivug, and all those things are all joined together in the partsuf, and they're the ones that cause the screen, from the screen to the tabur, to rise to the screen of Pe'ev Rosh. Where are we?
74. Because it wants to premate, but the masach detains it. The reason for it is that the surrounding light is the upper light that cannot premate in the emanated being, because the masach, the screen, that stops it from expanding further than its own level, remains outside the partsuf and surrounds it. In other words, it shines on it from afar. Because the surrounding light wants to shine in the internality of the Paltzuf, as it did in Ein Sof, when it shone in Pchina Dalet, in the fourth phase as well, it strikes on the Masach, the screen, and purifies it. In other words, it revokes the Aviut and the Koshiut in it, so it can premate.
Again.
74. Because it wants to premate, but the masach detains it. The reason for it is that the surrounding light, that the upper light that cannot premate in the emanated being because of the masach, the screen, that stops it from expanding further than its own level, remains outside the patsuf and surrounds it. In other words, it shines on it from afar, because the surrounding light wants to shine in the internality of the Partsuf, as it did in Ein Sof, when it shone in the fourth phase as well. It strikes the screen and purifies it. In other words, it revokes the Aviyut and the Koshiyut, the hardness in it, so it can premate.
None. Okay, we will move very quickly to the last generation. You have there the excerpts.
We will go to the topic of connecting the world in the last generation.